mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They making plans, we sit and count.
Every time I'm like, Chewy never brings any content to the show. He just stands over there and derails things. Then he shows me something like he just showed me. We're going to get to that as the show rolls on. But I do want to talk about a conversation that came up yesterday regarding the Green Bay Packers. You know, all the coaches were available. They got breakfast with the coaches down at the Breakers. And Matt LaFleur talked about the offense. Good, because we have questions. Matt LaFleur, is your wide receiver group good enough? That was not asked of him. I don't believe. But that's what I would have liked to have asked him. Somebody asked that recently. You asked that of Ty Schmidt recently. Mm-hmm. Ty Schmidt was like,
So no.
Exactly. But here's what Matt LaFleur said about whether or not a tight end could be the primary target for the offense going forward. Take a listen.
Could a tight end be a number one receiver in your offense?
Yeah, I think anything is possible. I would never limit it to just being a wide receiver.
As good as Tucker was, do you want to get him?
Yeah, you know, the challenging thing, I think, just when you look at us, and especially in the pass game, there are a lot of times where Tuck is in there in a chip position, chipping, then releasing to the flat. And in a perfect world, you'd love to get five out on every play. I just think that dependent upon who you're playing, some of these edge rushers in this league, and it's not only edge rushers, obviously you saw when we played Philly, the interior D linemen were pretty spectacular that they had. And bottom line is, in order to throw the football, you got to be able to hold up in protection. Our quarterback has to, you know, we always talk about reading with your feet and getting the ball out and the rhythm and the timing of the play. So, again, a lot of variables to it.
It's a lot of words, Chew. What is Matt LaFleur trying to say?
Well, at first he didn't believe it, and then he explained it a little bit more and made it believable. You can't be tight end one unless you're detached from the line. You can't. There's just too much. You're too easy to stop, right? Because the most frustrating thing for a tight end when you're, right next to the tackle is getting off the line. And if teams know that you are wide receiver one as a tight end, they're going to hit you a number of different ways, and it just distracts you and the timing screwed up and you can't do it. The only way you can do it is if you detach him, which they may do. I'm sure they may have a package where Musgrave is the inline tight end, Kraft is detached. But one of the interesting things that I heard him say, which, and you heard me say it last year, I don't see recognizable routes for Tucker Kraft week in and week out. Like when I play Fox 2XY hook, they knew we were going to run that, right? They knew the route. They saw it, 322Y stick, where I caught a lot of balls. I don't see like a staple route for Tucker Kraft. And he just said it. Well, he's in chipping a lot and releasing to the flat. How many times you see Tucker Kraft catch the ball in the flat and then turn it into like a 12-yard gain?
Oh, I mean, I've got numbers here.
You know?
He averaged 10.1 yards per target, second only to Kittle among NFL tight ends. His 7 receiving touchdowns led the Packers and tied him for 4th amongst tight ends. And Packers quarterbacks, Jordan Love and, you know, Malik Willis when he was in there, had a passer rating of 134.6 when targeting Tucker Kraft.
Yeah.
He was all reliable. He just wasn't used as much as we would like to have seen him used. Now, how does that work, Chew, when you're talking about installing an offense? If you see a guy start to pop as a season goes on, all of a sudden he's catching everything thrown his way, 50 of 70 targets for 707 yards, 7 scores last season. How easy is it to change the offense, to evolve the offense, to all of a sudden put a package in that is specific to Tucker Kraft?
It's not hard. You just nailed it. It's all a package. That's what it is. So when Keith came in, you know, we weren't a heavy two tight end team. All of a sudden you bring an all pro in Keith, then we pivot and we have large packages for me and Keith. And the one big package was, okay, me and Keith on the field, same side, tight. Are they going to go big or are they going to go small? And it was simple as, okay, if they go big, we're going to throw it. If they go small, we're going to run it, you know? And that was kind of our philosophy, and it worked real well. So it's doable. I think he could climb as far as wide receiver two. I don't see him as wide receiver one because he is developing into a really good blocker. And you don't want to take that away from him.
After hearing those quotes yesterday from LaFleur, I truly wonder if the Packers can, with him, have their tight end be wide receiver one. I just don't think they can, because if he's going out more often and they detach him from the line, how much of that was helping somebody like Rashid Walker at left tackle? How much of that was helping the offensive line be as good as they were last year when they had a tight end that could stay in their chip and then go out in their route? And if now you remove that from the equation, now the offensive line's got to stand on their own 2 feet a little bit more. Does that affect other things, you know, kind of inadvertently, because you're trying to get Tucker Kraft more involved in the passing
game? Yeah, I mean, there's way you can do it. It's a little more difficult. You can do it with a fullback, or you can do it with a running back. But, I mean, teams, unless you're detached, because I would be, if I was having a good game, all of a sudden, a 25 front would be a linebacker outside of me, and the D end head up on the tackle. Sometimes I'd get smacked by the tackle and be like, where the hell did that come from? What did I do to you? There's just too many ways
to pound him
around. So something's afoot. I smell something. I really think there'll be a big package for Musgrave and him on the field at the same time, and they'll kind of do that me Keith kind of thing. You know?
I think it can be a big part of the offense, but I think that Tucker Kraft can, you know, still lead the team maybe in touchdowns, especially once they get in the red zone and Luke Musgrave gets involved. I just wonder if, I mean, I just doubt that they can be the leading receiver and have the most receptions, have the most yards, the way that LaFleur wants to do things.
But you look at the league and you look at guys like a Rob Gronkowski, you look at guys like Travis Kelce, even George Kittle to some extent with the 49ers, like they have been, at times, the number one option for their respective quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Gronk was certainly, you know, his time in Tampa Bay and in New England. Kelce, especially after Tyreek Hill left. But he's detached a lot.
Yeah,
that's
he's
the one
detached.
Thing.
So now, he's not going to block an artery for crying out loud.
So we saw the highlights from the Super Bowl.
So it's like, okay, how much. Because especially as much as they want to run the football, like you don't want to detach him unless it's a third and nine. Okay, detach him because everybody knows you're throwing the football.
Yeah.
But if you want to make your play action game better, because that was certainly a big criticism of the Packers last year, how come they couldn't capitalize more in the play action game off those great runs from Josh Jacobs? You can't just go, oh, we're going to detach him here and kind of telegraph that, oh, he's going to be going out running a route. You got to keep him in tight. Then he gets bounced around. It's a big ask, I think, to have him become the wide receiver.
But look how dangerous Gronk and Hernandez were when they were in New England.
Yeah.
I mean, damn, they were almost unstoppable, you know? So if they can get to that, it's more Musgrave than it is than
Kraft.
He's got to pick up his game.
The blocking game specifically. Because I think those first handful of games before he had the lacerated spleen in his rookie year, like he was, there were some pretty big splash plays that Musgrave was a part of before his injury shut him down, and then Tucker Kraft stepped in seamlessly.
Yeah,
Chewy, what routes can the tight end not run when he's attached to the offensive line? Are there? I mean, obviously, you're saying it limits the number of things that you can do with him.
Well, verticals are very tough if they decide they're going to bump you at the line.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you know. My conversion routes were when they were playing cover two.
Okay.
Like 80% of my routes against cover two, I have to convert to the middle of the field, right? I got to get on my horse and get down the middle of the field as fast as I can. Now, if they're bumping you, that's going to take longer.
Slows up the timing, messes it up.
That screws the play up.
Yep.
Anytime you can screw with the offense's timing, It messes Jordan up. His reads become different. He becomes unsettled in the pocket, and that's when bad things happen. So,
and again, as much as I love Tucker Kraft, I mean, again, you bring up the examples of Rob Gronkowski, Hall of Famer, Travis Kelce, Hall of Famer, George Kittle has a chance to be a Hall of Famer. Like those are the exceptions to the tight end rule. And while Tucker Kraft can be really good, is he Hall of Fame good? Because that's the type of guy you have to be if you want to be wide receiver one.
But I'll tell you this, out of all those guys he mentioned, I'm taking Kittle first. great receiver, and he's an animal when he blocks.
Yeah.
He's an animal. I mean, Gronk was solid, but Gronk is dumber than a box of rocks. He didn't even know what cover two was.
It doesn't matter.
Didn't really stop him.
It didn't matter.
They ran the same play in the Super Bowl like five times. Yeah. Nobody could stop it.
Yeah. No, he was... But I just love how Kittle plays.
Yeah,
the
game. I understand. I understand because it's, you know, again, he's a little more hard-nosed in there, does the blocking the way you used to. So I understand you wanting to go that way, but, I mean, Gronk might be the best tight end of all time.
I think it is worth putting on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. I'm curious what our loyal listeners feel about Tucker Kraft potentially being the number one target for Jordan Love. I don't like this whole could he be wide receiver one, but could Tucker Kraft be the number one target for Jordan Love in 2025? And do you want him to be? Because it doesn't feel like, guys, they're going to do much at the wide receiver position. Yes, they may draft at the position, but it feels like that ship has sailed as far as bringing in any other talent to bolster that unit. So do you think that is a viable option? We'll put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll. I'm curious what people think about that. There is a winning magic powdering up at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. This April, prepare for an exciting quest to $300,000 in the Enchanted Spins slot tournament. Conjure your reward card and play your favorite slots to earn drawing entries. And then each Thursday, 60 winners will compete for thousands of dollars in cash and prizes. Let your journey begin with Enchanted Spins. It is only at Pottawatomie. More information can be found online. That, of course, is Pottawatomie.com. You must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
You are listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Yes, that would have been much worse ended up happening.
Finally got the which would be worse and what would be better. Finally we figured it out.
You can't just be showing your junk on national TV.
It would have got a lot of clicks.
On 94.5 ESPN.
ESPN's Fantasy Focus podcast is coming to Green Bay on April 23rd. You got a whole cast of characters who are going to be doing a live show at the Tundra Trio. ESPN Wisconsin wants to send you and a friend up to Green Bay to see the show happen live. Right now, caller number 5 wins 2 tickets to ESPN's Fantasy Focus Football Live at the Tundra Trio. You'll be able to see the show up close, meet all the hosts, get complimentary food and drinks, and Fantasy Focus Football podcast merch. Caller number 5 right now, 800-990-3776. Visit ESPNWisconsinContest.com for full details. Go ahead and weigh in on that conversation that we just had. On the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter account, would you like for Tucker Kraft to be Jordan Love's number one target next season? Do you think that would benefit the offense? Given the situation at wide receiver, do you think that that is what they should do? Let us know what you think. Gabe, what were we... There's something that you and I were discussing in the pre-show meeting, and now it has escaped me. And since that was a 20-minute conversation, is there any way you might be able to...
And any specifics that you can recall?
Darn it, no. I was like, oh, that's going to be a good conversation. Yes, Olympics. Boom, okay. Thank you. Look at you and I worked together. We got there. There was no chance Chewy was going to remember.
No.
We talked a little bit about this with Adam Schefter this morning about the NFL having to make a decision on whether or not the players can participate in the Olympics. Flag football is coming. It is going to be an official sport in the 2028 games. And those are in the United States, right? That's
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. And so there is certainly some intrigue. There is certainly some interest from NFL players who want to represent the United States in the Olympics. And we have talked about this at the NBA level. We have talked about this with Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Greek national team. And Chu, what do you think the NFL should do? Should they allow its players to participate in the Olympics in the flag football sport?
No. No. I mean, and Adam said it. He said they'll be, you know, cherry picking the two best players on every roster. So guys that are very instrumental into your team's success that season, why would you want to run the risk? But you think it's going to happen? I think this is stupid. I think it's stupid.
It's happening.
Yeah, the flag football is happening. Whether or not NFL players play in it.
Here's my bigger question. Would this be a bigger mismatch than the original Dream
Team?
Than
the Dream Team?
Because who are you playing?
Yeah.
Nigeria? I mean, who's your quarterback? Who's the quarterback of Poland? Ron Jaworski? Are they bringing him back? I mean, seriously, this would be an absolute joke.
Yeah, but the dream team, and granted, a lot of that is because it was in Barcelona. Like, the dream team is credited with really starting the international revolution they've seen in basketball. Like, without the dream team, like, there's a pretty direct line you can draw to Giannis, to Jokic, to guys like Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, sure.
Like, guys that have come over from Europe because of that. And does that, yeah, the dream team of football with Patrick Mahomes and Ja'Marr Chase and CeeDee Lamb and whomever else you're going to throw on that team,
yeah,
could it potentially have that impact where now kids internationally are going to start to play football?
1,000,000%.
That's why they want to do it?
Well, I don't know. I think that's probably part of the conversation, right? That's part of the things that they are discussing as Roger Goodell gets set to announce whether or not they are going to allow NFL players, because their big priority has been grow the game. It has been, how can we take this sucker international? And Gabe, we were talking about how the Packers now have, what is it, trademark?
Marketing rights, yeah, in UK, Ireland, and Germany.
And so that obviously is a step towards continuing to grow the franchise internationally. They will likely be playing on the international stage more frequently as the seasons go on. They want the world to care about the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, they want to take soccer over as the number one sport in the world.
Well, Josh, poll it real quick. Say, would you want Jordan Love and Tucker Kraft playing in the Olympics? I'm gonna say this is 85% no.
My question is, because you bring up the dream team, and I think it could have a similar impact, but would the dream team have the same impact if it was 3-on-3 basketball? Because that's what this kind of is.
You're saying the difference between NFL football and flag football.
Correct. And 3-on-3 basketball, by the way, is now an Olympic sport as well. But
NBA players and WNBA players participate in those sports.
In the regular games. 3-on-3, no. Because that was like Jimmer Fredette's team.
Wait, but the girl, the chick who plays for the Sparks, long blonde ponytail, her name is escaping me right
Donna.
Now. But, Donna?
Isn't her last name Donna?
Ella Della.
No, Donna
Elena?
Della.
Della Donna.
Della Donna.
I nailed it.
No. She was one of the ones that was picked to do the 3-on-3, I think, for some international competition. Again, maybe it wasn't the Olympics,
yeah.
But then she blew out her knee. God, this is when I hate that my brain's like, I got partial information. I don't have all the details.
Well, Paul George, who almost had a career-ending injury in the Olympics, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he wasn't the same player. I think people are fine with it until your guy gets hurt.
100%.
And then they're like,
why,
what are you doing?
Which is why every time we had the conversation about Giannis, I know it's important to him. I know it's a priority. I know he takes great pride in representing the country of Greece. But as a Bucks fan, I'm like, could you not?
Yeah. It has to come from the player, because in the NBA, it's collectively bargained where the teams cannot say, no, you can't play in the Olympics.
So that's why this is a conversation right now, because Roger Goodell has the power to never let it get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So that there are never conversations on talk radio 6 months from now. Well, it'd be 4 years from
Cameron
now.
Cameron Brink.
Thank you. Thank you, Josh.
Well, I have
thank
to
you,
shout out Allie Farmald and marketing for
thank
giving
you. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. Thank you, Allie.
But the thing is, you could roll out Malik Willis, and they're still going to win gold, right? Am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
So just say no. Superstars are not playing.
Well, but it's like anything else, isn't it? It's like, you know, there are people who have dual citizenship, or there are people who their lineage or heritage is from certain countries. There are people who are United States athletes in college, but whose parents have different ancestry, and they end up competing in the Olympics for other countries. You may see some of that.
I still don't think it'll make a difference when you're going up against Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase, and I mean, there's still a pass rush, isn't there, in flag football or no?
Yeah.
I mean, would you
One
want Jordan Love
two,
playing?
Mississippi three,
would you
Mississippi.
Want Jordan Love playing in the Olympics?
I feel like quarterback is the least concerning of somebody
until
getting injured.
Until he scrambles and blows an ACL out or something like that, and you're like, what are we doing?
Well, I mean, look.
I mean, let's be honest here. Hold on. Let's be honest. The Bucks are the Bucks, right?
Yeah.
Who are great, great for the state. We're talking about the Packers here.
Like, Chewy, I mean, if Team USA is going to be as dominant as you think, that pass rush ain't getting anywhere near Jordan. He's going to take the snap and just flip the wrist out to CeeDee Lamb as he cooks whatever corner from Canada they put out there.
I would still say no.
Is that what you think Roger Goodell will do? If you had to guess, because Roger Goodell said yesterday that a decision is coming. I don't want to put a timetable on it, but I imagine within the next few months, we will know.
He is purely driven by money.
Well, and so the question becomes, the question becomes, because Team USA, obviously in 1992, the dream team, grew the game internationally and made ultimately the owners that much more money because the game just exploded. Can playing in the Olympics, obviously it wouldn't be the short term, but is that the long-term ROI play? Is that the long-term play of these guys playing?
Yes,
and if the owners decide that they can make more money off the long-term, who cares if a player blows an ACL in the short-term?
Yeah, sacrificially
at
lamb.
If we can make more money in the long-term, that's how the owners will decide they'll allow it to happen.
So, Gabe, what does your gut tell you? What does your gut tell you about the prospect of growing the game so substantially, so significantly? Would he allow these players to go out there, grow the game at the expense of potentially a career-ending injury?
I don't see it. I don't see flag football growing the game for the NFL, especially as they continue to have more and 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 more games internationally. Like, they're doing a pretty good job of this themselves. Like, the NBA in 1992 needed that springboard of being in Barcelona and launching this internationally. Like, the NFL's already at a point where they're getting international strongholds in a lot of these different places. So I don't see how the Olympics would really explode this, especially when the Olympics are going to be in Los Angeles.
Okay, but let me ask you this, Chu. As a former player, would you want to play and potentially win an Olympic gold? Would you want to be considered? Because this might be your only opportunity.
If we sucked.
If
it didn't matter, if we had no chance of winning the Super Bowl in 96, no way.
That's another wrinkle.
In 96, no way.
It just hit me.
Sign up for Mark Chase for it.
If the players want this, this is going to be for the 18th game.
Tradesies. Quid pro quo.
Yeah.
But again,
which it shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be. No, it should not be.
They should worry about health care and things
Correct.
Like that.
But they are dumb.
To me, I can see.
Yeah. Exactly.
Only you can say that,
Will they get paid? Well, I'm dumb.
They won't get paid.
No, you're one click above.
Above.
I think
you don't want to be below. You want to be above that line.
I think the one thing that makes it work, though, is flag football is something that reaches kids, and kids have a better ability to play than, say, tackle football because of equipment. So it does broaden the reach of the game purely in that sense with the younger generations.
And they are playing flag football in the Pro Bowl.
Right.
And it's not like they're giving full effort there.
Right.
And to Chewy's point, do you really have to give full effort to win gold here?
I'm pretty sure they can 80%.
Will they get paid for being...
I mean, there's certain, like, stipends or whatever, but it's not like you're getting $1 million
to play. So my guess is some guys would, some guys wouldn't.
I mean, you know what? I mean, Super Bowl rings are really cool. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But you know what? You know what would be really cool to display with that Super Bowl ring you got in your house,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, that would.
And that's what I'm trying to say is, like, these guys are competitors.
Yeah.
If given the opportunity, and I know Tyreek Hill has been out in the front of this thing, and he's been saying, I want that. I want to do that. I want to represent the United States on a flag football roster.
He might be out of the league by then.
But he could still play, probably. Yeah. But then it wouldn't be a conflict of interest, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Even if Roger Goodell said that NFL players couldn't, Tyreek Hill would probably be like,
might not be an NFL
just
player
sitting
anymore.
On the couch over here. I can make it happen. Let's build, when we come back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, let's build our ideal NFL flag football team. Quarterback, center, wide receiver, running back, rusher, safety.
Tight end? No tight end?
If I say no tight end, are you out on the exercise?
I'm going home.
There's definitely a tight end.
Okay.
There's two tight ends.
Oh!
We'll do that right after this on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Let me tell you about our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. There's lots of buzz, of course, because we flipped that calendar over to April. We've got the draft coming up in the month later this year. But you're not going to find one seeping through Pella's windows and doors. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick right now because you can take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. Their talented designers and installers can match your unique home through seamless customizations. It's what I love about Pella. High quality of a product, high quality people that are going to be helping you through this process from start to finish and even a little bit after that as well. Certain restrictions do apply. This deal ends April 30th, so place your free in-home consultation today. That's right. The in-home consultations, those are free as well. Just have to go to PellaWI.com.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
I'm right-handed,
but I'm with Gabe here, yeah. I feel more confident in my left hand here just cupping right now other than my other hand cupping.
Mostly because I also...
I get a lot more work out of the right knee.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Roger Goodell says he will make a decision on whether or not to allow NFL players to participate in the Olympics in flag football when it is an official sport in just a few years. Now, again, I think there is some value in noting 2028, so we are still several years away from this. There may be guys in the league right now who are then not in the league where it wouldn't apply to them either way, whatever Roger Goodell decides. You use Tyreek Hill as that example. But let's just, for the fun of it, use the current NFL, all the guys who are currently on a roster, and build our ideal juggernaut, could not stop even if you wanted to, flag football team for the United States. Gabe, I know you were writing feverishly over there during the break. Where do you want to start?
I mean, just probably the easiest position, right? QB? Quarterback. Just put down Patrick Mahomes, move on.
Couldn't you argue Lamar Jackson makes
That's
more
exactly
sense?
That's exactly what I was going to say, Scrambling. Josh. You and I are like this.
Yeah, but you got to go accuracy here.
Yeah, I mean,
accuracy trumps.
Yeah, I just want somebody to drop back and be dropping dimes.
I like Lamar as well.
Yeah, I think
I'm just
Lamar.
Picturing really? Him evading defenders.
It's
evading
not impressive
rushers.
When he's evading somebody like me who's representing Canada. Like, that's
look even cooler. Have you watched him in high school? It was unbelievable.
Yeah, but it's not as impressive. It was impressive when he was also in high school.
I'm with you, Joshy.
Yeah, Lamar.
You got to go Mahomes. 2-4, two against.
You can back him up.
Put it on the pole.
He pulls a hammy.
I'd almost go Burrow.
Ooh, really just drop dives
what,
all over
you
the
wanna
place.
Win, you want to win bronze?
Accuracy.
Want to win
put
bronze.
It.
Chewy could play and we're still
get
winning gold.
You don't even make the gold medal round.
Sweet.
All right. Are there running backs? That's a no-brainer.
There can be.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think this is as no-brainer as you think.
Yeah, it is.
You want a pass catcher.
Tell me Saquon can't catch passes.
Well, you didn't know who I was going to guess.
You were going to guess Saquon.
McCaffrey.
That is actually a good one.
Thank you.
If he can be healthy.
The level of shock in your voice, Joshy.
Well, that you said obvious. I thought Saquon. But to me, you want a little shiftier.
Shiftier than Saquon?
Yeah. I thought Jahmyr Gibbs would be great for this, too. That's a guy who's shot out of a cannon and is scoring.
Suggesting that Saquon isn't shifting.
I think McCaffrey's the best out of the backfield, though, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Pass catcher, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, receivers.
Here's the thing. Maybe we go too deep on these positions.
Well, yeah, it's not just going to be five players out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we got our starters and we got our backup. We can debate on which is which at some of these positions, obviously. So we went quarterback, we went running back. Wide receivers, there's three on the field at any given time. So who are your three best? You got to have Justin Jefferson.
Jefferson, Lamb, and Chase.
Yeah,
CeeDee
that's
Lamb,
where I was going.
Jamar Chase.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
You want a big body out there? Oh, I guess you got Lamb, right?
And he's taller, yeah. I mean,
Justin Jefferson's pretty big.
He's big, too, yeah.
Is he really? I've never thought of Justin Jefferson.
Is he? He's like 6'3", isn't he?
Yeah.
Big dude.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, in my mind, I've never pictured him, right? Like,
I also think, I don't know if this is the best fit, but like a guy like Ladd McConkey, slot receiver that just like that's why Tyreek Hill makes a ton of sense, speed and just kind of get him in space and let him go.
So that's the thing, you didn't even say Tyreek Hill and he's been at the forefront of this entire conversation. He is not making your juggernaut flag football Olympic team.
No.
He can make it, you can back him up.
Yeah, he wants to be my wide receiver coach.
Tight end.
Moving on.
So, well,
do you
the center.
Do a tight end?
Well, but the center. I think the center would be the tight end because the center,
still
even though they're snapping, they can go out for a pass.
I like
it. Okay. Mine's going to blow your mind.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it Brock Bowers?
Oh, you suck. Yeah, Brock Bowers.
How about?
Yeah. Was that who you were going to go
with? Yeah, that's
how I was going
with.
That's incredible.
Who are you going with?
I hadn't really thought about it because really there isn't a tight end on the. On the roster, but if you're using the tight end center.
Yeah, because you got to go out for a route there.
I was either going to say him or the guy from Atlanta. Pruitt?
Kyle Pitts?
Pitts. Pruitt?
It started with a
very
P.
Very similar. Yeah.
It starts with a P.
And
couple of T's in there.
Yeah. Pitts has been quite average for what I expected, but he'd be perfect for
I mean, super athletic.
Yeah. Hey, don't sleep on
Are
Atlanta.
Are you telling me you don't like a guy like a Kittle there? You don't like the athleticism and the.
You don't need the hard-nosed blocking. Yeah. You just want the athleticism.
Yeah.
Okay, go to the other side of the ball.
D-line? Is it rush?
So it's like a pass rusher, right? But, I mean, for a pass rusher, wouldn't you want...
You got to prioritize speed.
Yeah, so like...
I don't know. I think like, Myles Garrett fits
I mean,
all
Myles
the
Garrett fits, fits everything.
Well, I was going to say like, Max Crosby, too.
Would TJ Watt, you know, just because you're just sprinting after the guy? Yeah.
I think all of those guys would
Hawkinson,
fit what we're looking for. We don't want Rashawn. He can't turn a corner.
You're talking about Hutchinson?
Yeah. Did I say Hawkinson? Yeah.
Tight ends on the
field. Look, you could put Lucas Van Ness. Well, there is a tight end on the field, so let's retract that.
You can block him one-on-one.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Safeties?
McKinney.
Yeah, close McKinney, Kirby Joseph.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're looking for guys who probably, you know, more corners here, more guys that can cover in space.
I like it.
A true center fielder makes sense, though, for this position, like a Xavier McKinney.
Yeah, he's a ball hawk. I like him.
So, you've got DB. What do we got here? I'm looking at the thing. You've got a defensive back, a safety. So, you need corners.
Yeah,
like.
Of course you need corners, yeah.
No linebackers? No guy playing in the middle?
Just one rush.
Wow.
Because you only got five guys. Yeah, one guy rushing, okay. And then you need four guys covering.
Top corners.
Patrick Surtain.
Surtain.
Out of Denver. Trent McDuffie's always got a really good reputation from Kansas City. Trying to think who else you could throw out there.
Sauce Gardner.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Long rangy.
He's not busy golfing.
Oh.
Dude became obsessed with golf and his game went downhill fast this year.
Fair.
Quinyon Mitchell? You like anything Quinyon that the Eagles
Mitchell,
guys have?
Yeah.
Everybody obviously raved about Cooper DeJean this past year.
Yeah, Mitchell was probably better, though. I would say Quinyon Mitchell's a good one. Back corner.
Are there kickers or no?
I mean, it's non-contact. Jair would flourish here.
Yeah, he would.
Guy, Packers players just taking all kinds of shrapnel in this conversation, gang. Let's see. Folks weighing in on the carb list, talk and text line. Tua seems like he would be a good fit. Chewy, you have a problem with Tua's accuracy, right?
Yeah. And even though it's non-contact, he'll probably get hurt or concussion somehow.
You have all these quarterbacks in the NFL.
I know, and you go
all to pick
Tua.
From, and you
we didn't
go,
even mention Josh
Tua?
Allen, who's like a tank, can throw the ball super far. Like him and Jamar Chase, they'd just be throwing. What are they going to do about that? There's no answer.
Just Jamar Chase,
just
and Justin Jefferson.
Just huck it up there.
Let's see how far he can throw this one. Have Jamar Chase run underneath it.
Jake Tua Ferguson like getting 30th. Some love on the Carbless Talking text line.
Jake Ferguson.
You know Jake Ferguson is
the tight end for the Texans, right?
What is the most important thing about Jake Ferguson?
He's from Wisconsin.
A
yeah.
What is it?
He's from Wisconsin, right?
And
do you know who his relative
it's,
is?
Barry,
there
the Godfather.
Is.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they pounded it into our head every single game. TJ Watt.
Who do you want as coach?
That's interesting. It'd have to be somebody forward thinking, you know, a little
Mike
bit of
Mike McDaniel.
Yeah, Mike McDaniel would be perfect for
he
this.
He plays flag football anyways. It's the type of offense he calls. It'd be perfect for him.
Augie from Fredonia weighing in with his list. He says Jackson, Lamar Jackson, McCaffrey, Gibbs, Worthy, Chase, Jefferson, Bowers.
Worthy makes sense.
He's just
not really fastest jam.
Fastest player in the NFL.
I'm assuming also using Bowers as your center on the flag football team.
We didn't mention Micah Parsons, who seems like the sort of perfect fit.
Oh, yeah. Again.
Size and speed blend.
Yeah. He can rush the passer.
Uh-huh.
We'll just, you know, get four guys and just keep rotating them. Just rotating them every down. Just making sure they're constantly fresh. Just four guys. Yep. Just take turns.
And again, to Chewy's point, who's competing with that roster?
I was going to say, what country would be the biggest competition? Canada? Probably Canada, right?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Because they have the Canadian Football League.
Yes. Right?
But, I mean, they do force, by rule, you have to have a certain amount of Canadians per roster because they want to keep it their own thing. But yeah, it makes, and then probably the UK, because like that's where there's actual programs for this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
John in MKE says, now granted, I don't know his name and nobody has ever heard of this guy, but the U.S. does currently have a flag football quarterback who said he's the best Who was that guy, though?
I
was some guy who had said...
Some little pipsqueak. He was like 5'7", and said he was better than
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah. Really?
0% chance I was ever going to remember his name because it was such a laughable...
He doesn't deserve a name.
Nope.
Maybe he would be good, though. Like, is there that great a difference between quarterbacking flag football and quarterbacking in the NFL?
Yes.
No. I'm saying...
Yes.
I'm saying for flag football, you bozo.
You're still throwing a ball.
I'm saying maybe this guy is really good at what he does, which is being a flag football quarterback.
Yeah, against substandard competition.
Yes. Okay.
You think if you have Jamar Chase out there, you think Jamar wants this guy or Joe Burrow throwing the
Would
football?
Would Gabe have a chance at winning the Masters this year?
If all the good players...
The answer, Jen, is no.
Well, if they took out all the good players...
Yes. Again, going back to if the NFL players aren't allowed to play...
Could Gabe win at the Masters if they were playing against the Corn Fairy Tour? No, he couldn't win.
No, that's the thing. Yeah, get all the college guys in there, all the high-level high school guys in there.
We mentioned earlier the Packers players taking shrapnel, taking heat. Jared in Canton weighs in saying LaFleur should coach because he's got so much experience with red flags already. It's a little
challenge
pop.
Flag?
Is that just because he's bad at challenges?
I believe that's the joke. Don't love it?
I mean, we'll workshop that one a little more. I'll come back to us tomorrow.
There.
I think it just needed some refinement. Yeah.
I may not have read it correctly either. Take a break, roll on right after this.
You going to read into the record what it actually said?
I've got to tell you guys about Wanna Parlay. I don't know if you're going to be able to bet on flag football at the Olympics, but I do know that our buddy Pratik Patel had another winning day just yesterday. It's just $2 for taking a shot at taking home a huge cash prize. It's a blast and so simple to use. And there are new basketball, hockey, baseball, and combat sports contests every single week. And again, the best part, it is only $2 to play. Plus, there are always free-to-play games as well. Here's what you should do. Download the Wanna Parlay app, click around, and if you decide to deposit money to get into the action, use promo code JGC for a 100% deposit match for up to $250. If you give them $20, they'll give you $20 more. That's promo code JGC to get on the action on the world's richest parlay. You must be 18 years old older to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER today.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Thanks, Ernie. I'm going to Venmo you that money right after the show.
You can't. You don't know how to use Venmo.
Made my workload much less. But Ernie,
you don't know how to Ernie, do it. And I don't know
does
how to
it ever?
It, so it's,
yeah.
On 94.5 ESPN. Here we go.
Bucks fans, time to show off your skills and a pair of Bucks tickets on the line. We all know this time of year we're all a little distracted with hoops, whether it's at home, on the driveway hoop, on the court in a gym, or even just rolling up a ball of paper to shoot hoops into the garbage at work. We're all trying to get buckets, and that's what we want you to do. Show us your best trick shot by sending us a video at ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter using the hashtag BucksTrickShots of your creative shots. Send it in before April 8th, just 6 days away, and you can win two Bucks tickets to the regular season finale April 13th against Detroit. Could be a big one for seeding. Remember, it's hashtag BucksTrickShot on Twitter to submit your stuff.
Metronome.
Man, I'm up to something. Jared revisiting us on the Carbless Talking text line saying, nope, definitely didn't read it right, Jen. It wasn't meant to be a compliment. Yes, the way that I should have delivered the line was LaFleur should not be the coach. He struggles with red flags already.
There you go.
That's better.
Okay, so it turns out the joke did not need to be workshopped at all.
Just
he nailed the joke.
My reading, apparently, ability. Let's check out the polls for today. Put a few things on there. Our first Infinity Exteriors poll. Can the Green Bay Packers offense be successful in 2025 with Tucker Kraft as Jordan Love's leading receiver? 58% of people right now are saying no. Can't be successful like that. Would you be in favor of Green Bay Packers players like Jordan Love or Tucker Kraft competing in the Olympics flag football competition? 77% of people, now that is a relatively new poll, are saying no. And I imagine, guys, that's what we were saying about Giannis Giannis is the most important player for the Milwaukee Bucks' success. Giannis insists on playing for the Greek national team during international competition, whether that's the Olympics or otherwise. There is a hesitancy from people like me to see him do that, even though I know how important it is to him, because I don't want him to get hurt, because I want him to be available, because I want him to be healthy for the Bucks season, for their playoff push. I don't think that's unreasonable. I think, Gabe, that is what is motivating these results on the poll.
Probably, but again, the opportunity to represent your country doesn't always come by. And you mentioned Giannis. I think it would mean a lot to a handful of those guys to be able to represent their country in the Olympics, which is not something they ever thought when they started playing football would actually be possible.
Win a gold medal. Chewy thinks pretty handily, actually.
They don't get hurt.
You think Mahomes should play left-handed? Just to make it fair.
Level the playing field.
Yeah.
Chewy's like, so the score is 40-3 instead of 70-3. Wildy and Tausch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great one, everybody.